Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. So, where did Dead Rising come from is a big question. And weirdly enough, it began development as a sequel to the game Shadow of Rome. Note, there would never be a Shadow of Rome 2. And in case you're wondering, Shadow of Rome was an action game developed by Capcom, aimed at a Western audience. It came out in 2005 for the PS2. I'm sure I saw it on shelves. I'm sure I thought, oh, this is a Japanese developer trying to say, you pigs like this, right? And immediately saying, no, that's okay. I like when you do the things you do and not playing the game. So I looked up a playthrough and it was all new to me. I never touched Shadow of Rome. Do we have any Shadow of Rome likers, players on this podcast?
No, I definitely remember not renting it. I definitely remember seeing it on the shelf and saying, I don't think so. I think I will get Resident Evil 4 instead, or any other game than a Japanese developer making a Rome action game. I'm good.
I would have just stuck with a God of War, or I conflate this, maybe Wikipedia will prove me wrong if I were to look this up, but I conflate it with the Rygar game around the same time that it was like two different violent Japanese developed games that like had Greek, Roman-y, mythology-ish stuff to it. But yeah, I mean, Shadow of Rome, it seems like they saw, you guys like the movie Gladiator. We can do that for you guys. You'll buy that. These are Romans. They're sort of like Americans. You know, they're teetering on the end of an empire as well. Like, you want to play that.
Yeah, I didn't touch this game at all. And yeah, I do remember the Rygar game, Henry. I remember that being good. It was them kind of aping God of War. Like, oh, we realize you like this. We're going to remake an old game in that style. And it was, I'm not sure, I don't think it's amazing, but I remember it being very solid and people enjoying it.
Yeah, that's my general memory of it, too. Yeah, I thought I remember liking it for a rental again, which is what people did back then in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was possible still. So Dead Rising, obviously made with a Western audience in mind. And what is big in the West during the mid-aughts? Well, zombies. So this is the era that gave us things like the Zombie Survival Guide, Shaun of the Dead, the beginning of the Walking Dead comic book, which is now 7 distinct TV series. And most importantly, the Dawn of the Dead remake. All of these things are hitting at the same time for various cultural reasons, but we are all obsessed with the idea of zombies. And I really feel like this persists through the end of the decade because we have things like the Left 4 Dead series as well, and Dead Island begins at the beginning of the 2010s. People aren't as crazy about zombies now, but there was a real zombie fever, if you will, happening throughout the aughts. And I feel like people are kind of snobbish about zombies, but I feel like like any horror genre, it can be handled poorly, but when it's handled well, it can be very effective.
Sure, it's built in for certain metaphors, and some people have explored those metaphors really well. Like, you know, you bring up Dawn of the Dead, which is obviously the biggest touch point for this game, since you are fighting zombies in a mall. This game, I would say, is a real mixed bag on its satirical impulses. They're there. I don't know what a lot of them mean, but the basic idea of, like, capitalist consumerism is like zombieism is, it's not a hard link to pull. But yeah, I don't think this is a top tier game in terms of using zombies as an idea. I don't think it has a lot to say about zombies, except, boy, there's a lot of them, and boy, it's fun to cut them in half.
Yeah, it's saying the things that the original Dawn of the Dead said and the remake said. It's just like, oh, it's a metaphor for consumerism. Also, there are a few, we'll talk about the story of Dead Rising, but there are a few things I think were kind of subversive for a game still like in the shadow of 9/11, where the game is saying, well, the American government is evil and they will kill you if you witness something they want to cover up, which is a common trope in a lot of, horror and sci-fi. But it's happening, and it's in a game about America developed by a Japanese developer. And also, the consumerism thing is more pointed because it's about eating meat. The zombie crisis is due to scientists trying to get cow breeding that process to speed up.
Yeah, I think the I really like the satirical impulses of it, as ham-fisted as it can be at times. I mean, when this in the mid-aughts, I was zombie liker number one. Like, I was Shaun of the Dead first week in theaters. I had my Dawn of the Dead DVDs. I was reading The Walking Dead from like issue 6 onward. Like, I was a big time. I never read World War Z, or bought the Zombie Survival Guide. But yeah, I was, and I think the Dawn of the Dead remake was the last Zack Snyder movie I really liked. So I was perfectly primed for this at the time, though. Yeah, the politics of zombie media is interesting, especially it's such an American thing because it is about, you know, consumerism also becoming, you know, stupid and being part of a huge crowd that like all has to do the same thing together. Like, that it can be that satire, though. I also think on the other side, there were a lot of people who back then, and I think to even this day, they like zombie stuff because this is a person who wants to imagine a horde of people who are going to try to destroy you. And how would you kill all of them? And what would your survival be? And also, sometimes it gets centered around, as we've seen in many sad dad games, well, if the zombie thing happened, I'd save my daughter or son's life and kill everybody no matter what. Like, it's that kind of fantasy, too. It has both sides of politics covered in zombie media.
Yeah. I said for cultural reasons, but those reasons to me really feel like related to what's happening globally in the early aughts, namely a lot of war. We're seeing a lot of bloodshed. We're seeing a lot of violence that is going unchecked, a lot of war crimes that are not being prosecuted. It's just a violent, ugly era. And I feel like the zombie craze is a response to that, for us to get out those impulses or to channel those feelings that we're experiencing.
There's also the last person on Earth fantasy. You know, things like Zombieland really steer into that. Like, obviously, it's bad that everyone's dead, but it's kind of cool that the world is still here for you to have fun with. And that's a big, you know, that's one of like the core appeals of like the you're in the mall, everything's free now. Go beat dead people to death with the most expensive jewelry you can find.
It is, yeah, you're right. It's the Toys R Us shopping spree as a game. You're right.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Snyder Dawn of the Dead yet. I really want to, but in the original, a big act of the movie is we're in the mall, there are no dangers, we're just having fun in the mall, and it is that fantasy where money isn't real, we can go into every store and do whatever we want, we can play old bad arcade games from the late 70s. It's complete freedom.
Yeah, I will also very much vouch for that movie. It is also the last Snyder movie that I enjoyed, although I thought Army of the Dead was pretty fun. He should just make zombie movies.
I remember the funniest part that he added to his Dawn of the Dead, other than he gets to have fast zombies, though I prefer fast zombies are fun, I'm not saying they're not, but I prefer a slow horde of zombies that, you know, it's more like the tide. It's like, well, yeah, you can throw buckets of water away, but it's eventually going to overwhelm you. But he had the fast zombies in his, though I also did like, there's a bit in the Dawn of the Dead where they have their like sniper rifle and they're playing a game where they're trying to find like celebrity lookalikes among the thousands of zombies out front.
Oh yeah, another media example I forgot to mention is 28 Days Later. That's also in the early aughts, and that's also it's a new take on zombies. They're not really dead, but they're fast. But they're having fun with digital cameras and stuff. So yeah, it's a huge craze.